wise in your own conceits. You think you're wise, don't you? You're going to use your wisdom to outsmart me, aren't you? And I smart God. And no matter what I say, you folk won't realize that this is the last time.
Amen.
Oh, you're the last time. Mm-hmm. Don't like the way I look, do you? And I don't like the way you look.
Amen.
You're looking to yourself.
Mm,
you're not looking to Jesus.
Oh, look,
you're looking to yourself. You're going to solve the problem.
Oh, Jesus. Look at you. Thank you.
And you can't stop.
You
can't change your spots, can you? Oh, I ain't got no spots. Come on. The Bible tells me and you that you are spots.
Amen. Yes, amen.
In our feast of charity.
Amen.
Oh, we've come here to love you, Lord. But first, I got to deal with loving myself first. And because they receive not the love of the truth. What truth?
Oh, yes, Lord.
What truth? Look how you're doing, see? And all I'm doing is reminding you of scriptures.
Hallelujah.
And then if I take one, any one of you, and pick out something that refers, that I'm going to have to use you to emphasize it.
It's all right.
You know, one of the things we do with most of ourselves, we lie to ourselves.
Okay.
And we lie so much to ourselves that we expect everybody else to believe our lies. And most of them do. Lovers of their own selves. And you see, because you're so hard, these words don't even bring conviction to you. And in such an hour, oh, you think all right.
That's it.
Oh, you're a thinker.
Lord.
Yes, sir. I thought sure what I was doing was right. Every man doing that which is. Why don't you quote it? Well, that's what you do. You got a liar?
No. My Lord.
Am I doing right?
Amen.
I see you. And every time I talk to you, I put my very soul in jeopardy.
Yes, yes.
I'm in the hands of God.
Yes.
And it is a fearful thing to fall.
In the hand of
wow. I serve a living Savior. Forget it. You won't even see it right. Oh, the nice little memories, nice little memories. Mm, how we pacify ourselves.
Glory to God. Oh, Jesus, thank you, God. Thank you, Father. Blessed.
Cannot see afar off. When God brought you here, we were still seeing afar off.
Hallelujah.
But now, what we saw afar off is not afar off no more.
No. Amen.
And you think you got time to, when your soul is in jeopardy, and you're worried about your children, your family, your loved ones, you are a fool. They don't care about you. They care about themselves just like you do. So where do you put your love? Never mind. How can you put your love? Because most of you put your love on yourself.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Now you sure do love the prophet. Yes, sir. He just don't seem to understand nothing.
Oh, God.
And here I am.
Here you are.
I'm on the air now.
Yes, Lord.
A lot of folk ain't going to hear me. That's part of the course. I walk into the dining hall only when God tells me to. And I just like here. I didn't want to come here because I got to face you.
Amen.
And if I give you a chance to express your desire, what you would like God to do, he's not going to do it.
No. Amen.
Oh, you'll sing a song now. Yes, sir. One thing. What about now?
That's right.
One thing have I.
Oh, Jesus.
You have not because you. But I ask.
Oh, God. Jesus. Thank you, Lord.
Delight thyself in the law of love, the law of God, and he will. Now, I want you to understand that I don't. These are not the scriptures. I got loads of them up there. I got emails that were sent to me. I got things that people tell me about what's going on. And I try to tell you, but you don't know what's going on.
No,
you're in this land of plenty.
Yes.
We're in the land of plenty.
Sure.
We got so much, we got a whole lot of ourselves. Plenty. And not a one of you rejoicing in the truth right now. Because that truth will set you free of you. No, you won't do that. No, you won't. Yet, they repented not.
Oh, God. Oh, Jesus.
Yet, they repented not of their rebellion. Try to get around that word. By saying sorcery. I'm not a sorceress. I don't cast no spells. The Bible says rebellion.
Amen.
Which you're doing now.
Hallelujah.
Right now.
Oh, God.
It's affecting Jesus. The whole house.
Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord God. Oh, God.
Right now.
Yes, God.
The message I have for you is for now.
Yes, God.
Now is your day of salvation.
Now.
Today is the day of salvation.
Now.
Not tomorrow. Not next week.
Now.
Save yourself from this untoward generation. Stop thinking like they do. That's what you're doing, people. And I told you hundreds of times. You're not going to affect that change while I'm talking to you.
No.
I'm very convinced that as I talk to you, in my spirit, I wouldn't even talk to you.
Amen.
You're lost sheep. That's what you are.
Yes, Lord.
And you can't find your way. No, you can't. Because your way is not the right way.
Amen.
Now, you take that from me? Really? Really? Huh? Then look at the one next to you and see, oh, you don't know, you don't know what I'm going through. Well, let's just take sister over there. Stand up. I'd like all you brothers and sisters, one or two, walk over and take over her right shoulder. How does that feel? Kind of frightening, ain't it? You won't even respond to me, will you? I wonder what that is. It's growing. You wicked people, you will not respond righteously, will you? How do you deal with that at night? Or when it starts hurting? Or when it gets bigger? And then you have Stuart over there yelling his head. Damn wicked. Wicked. I hope he's listening, because he's not. Just like you. He's not listening. Come here up here. You got a pretty dress on this morning. Oh, it went down a little bit. Yeah, I trust you yesterday.
Yes.
I could tell that. Woo!
Thank you.
Ain't that something? Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Father. Thank you. Praise the Lord.
No, thank him.
Thank you, Father.
I give thanks.
Thank you, Father.
You folk don't even know how to be grateful. Grateful, grateful, grateful. Ever since I brought that scripture to you, I've been challenged with that every single night.
Yes,
Well, when I think about God, I'll say, thank you, Lord. And I'll say, wait a minute. Am I grateful?
Grateful, that's right.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Grateful.
Glory God.
Grateful.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Grateful.
Grateful. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Father.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, God. Grateful, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory.
It's a spirit, you know.
Yeah. Thank you.
Now, gratefulness, every part of our life that has to do with God,
yes,
with meekness,
yes,
with submission,
yes, Lord,
with willingness, with gratefulness,
glory,
with praise, it's a spiritual, it's a spiritual thing. So I'm going to try your spirit.
Yes, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Oh, God. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Do you know that people are listening all over the world? One here, one there. And how many times have I told you our problem is we don't discern the Lord's body? You don't think they feel the Spirit goes out of here? You don't think you have a hunger and need? Look to this house. And find it empty,
oh,
so full of self,
oh,
and not full of God.
Oh, God.
We used to sing a song years ago.
Thank you.
I woke up this morning with my mind. Where was your mind?
Hallelujah. Glory.
On your family? On your circumstances?
Oh,
on your situation? Huh? Where was your mind? Now, we've been told we have the... Where's his mind?
Oh, Jesus.
What am I that you're mindful of me? Mindful. Mindful. He got his mind on you.
Hallelujah.
Where was your mind? Huh?
Thank you, Lord.
Glory.
Go on. Become callous. Come on. Put on your little veneer, your little front. Go ahead.
Oh, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
Crush you,
yes,
like
Lord,
men.
Yes, Lord.
Crush you like the world.
Hallelujah.
We're not men of the world.
Glory.
We're not women of the world. We're men of God. We're women of God. So crush you. Just quit it. Well, I can't. Yeah, you can. I can do all things. Yeah, just quit. Just quit acting like Timothy. Just quit acting like Stuart. Just quit acting like R.G. Stair. And get to know Jesus and then don't even act like him. Let's stop this acting bit. Let's put off the old man and put on the new. Not one of your heads will go down and say, my God, woe is me. Boy, have I missed God again. Adam, where are you? What's the matter? I miss you. I miss you, Adam. Well, I didn't miss you.
Oh, bless you. Hallelujah. Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Try to look at your faces. Every time I do, I hear God remind me, don't be afraid of their faces. And then you know what you do. I ain't afraid of yours.
Oh, God. Where's
that? Look at me! I ain't afraid of that.
Okay.
When I look... angry. Angry! Hypocrites! When I look to one who saved me from myself. But I love myself. I like me the way I is. True. You love that? Are you talking about me, brush hair? Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm talking about you. About a week or so, or a month before, they put me in jail the last time. And all you damn wicked boy, yes, I've been in jail. And I'm under probation. not probation to the law of this land, but probation by the hand of God. He's given me another opportunity to stand before God's people and to reprove and to rebuke and to exhort and to point them out and put my finger at them. Well, you ain't got no right. You got that right. I've done nothing to earn this right. Who have a right to reprove you, rebuke you, and live among you. And take your scoff and your nonchalant attitude. Now look at it. And just sit right on. You're going to go for another week, aren't you? Aren't you? And the truth of the matter is, now is your salvation. Your salvation. Salvation's of the Lord. And your salvation is going to be when the Lord comes. He's going to save us from this wicked world. Somebody, somewhere. Oh, boy. It was during that time when I got a message from Michelle. And some of you folk watched how I dealt with that. Because she wasn't asking me. She was not asking me. I'm on my way. Right when I was under indictment. Right when this place was in disarray. And you want her to come now? We have, what, 20 or 30 leave? And she's worth more than the whole bunch.
Glory, glory, glory.
Instead of you being jealous of her, become as her. You don't think she inquires to God about me? What did I do? Huh? What did I? And you know what? You know what happened with her? I'm going to let you see what happened with her. Because in her, you know, she actually sleeps in the room over here that I lived for years. So I'm there all the time. My presence is there all the time. The only thing she turned to bed. She ain't got no TV.
Bless you, Jesus.
You wicked people.
Bless you.
There's only one thing worse than evil, and that's wickedness. Because wickedness eventually turns into evil. God gave you a good answer, didn't he? With your wicked imaginations. Now, but the point I'm trying to say was, the way God brought this man here.
Thank you, God.
And God wrote a valuable asset. And then he began to question God. How about you? Are you questioning God? Questions. Why hast thou made me thus?
By Lord God. Oh, God.
Why'd you make me a black man? Why, he's making you a new man to help with being black. Oh, don't use the word black now. Nah, don't do that. Don't use the word white. And surely don't use the word right. Because you can't show anybody what's right unless you can tell them what's wrong. Wow. You folk won't budge. I have poured my spirit out to you again now for 30 minutes. And you sit there just like a bunch of nuts. Oh, if I tell you what to do, you'll do it. Woe is me! For
why am I done?
What? One or two? One or two?
Woe is me!
Now, the reason I'm talking about Michelle, she'll send me a little email once in a while. There's two or three that do that. She wrote one this morning, and I thought, boy, that I wasn't going to read it, but I thought, if I read just to these people, nothing but the Word of God.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord. She found me in the Word of God.
Yes, Lord.
She found the Word of God in me.
Amen.
A man does not live by, but by the Word of God. Here's the Word of God. Repent of your wickedness. The Word of God. You can live by that. That won't kill you.
No.
That will make you alive.
Yes.
My words are spirit, and they are life. And the angel of the Lord appeared unto him and said unto him, the Lord is with thee, thou mighty man of valor. Where was he doing? He was hiding. What am I doing here? I'm hiding. But because I live among you, I can't hide everything, can I? I found a hiding place. I'm hiding. God's hiding me in the shelter of his hand. And because of me, he's hiding you. Have you found a hiding place? A shelter in the time of storm? Boy, the look that's coming off of some of you people's faces. And if I come right up and put my face right in yours, you say, you're not talking about me, are you? Yeah, I'm talking about you. In this world of fear, terror, turmoil, you found a hiding place. A shelter? The storm clouds are everywhere. From among you. Why are you fighting among yourself? Or why even fight with yourself? You ain't going to win. You ain't going to win fighting with yourself. Going to lay down my burden.
Down by the riverside. Down by the riverside. Down by the
Brother Stair, you people, you don't believe your eyes are full of adultery, do you? I try to tell you all along, the only way you can see somebody else's sin is because you've done it yourself. That's how you identify sin. And if you don't allow the Holy Spirit to identify sin and you don't convict you of your sin, you're going to constantly find out, as you look at your brother and sister, you're going to find sin in them. But if you let God convict you of your sin and remove your sin, you won't find sin in nobody. I find no fault in it. You won't find fault. No, you won't. No, no, you won't. No, no. Old Pilate said, I don't find no fault with this guy. Away with him. Why? Why? What evil? He didn't say what sin. Because Jesus became sin. He didn't say, what particular sin do you want me to? No, no. Why won't you folk repent now? Come on, put that look on your face again. Today is the day. Now is the time.
Now.
Repent of this thy wickedness.
Hallelujah.
And do it from the heart.
Because
your face will just demonstrate what's in your heart.
Hallelujah.
As Janus and Jabez withstood Moses. I got a testimony just like you, boy. I got a rod that I can throw down. Who wants to finish it? Oh, you shouldn't have to look for it, should you? How did they withstand Moses? Well, the first thing God did with me 45 years ago, he had a little sister from Jamaica say, you're Moses.
Glory.
leading God's people out of the cities, out of the churches. Glory. Places of bondage. You're Moses. And I've been withstood by just about everybody. They throw down their little old rod. I'm a prophet just like you, said Tony Walker. I'm a prophet just like you, said Mr. Baker. I'm a prophet just like you, said Stan. No fear. You know, I really shouldn't be talking like this at this hour. Really? They come looking for witnesses against me. They'll find them here. Turn to you for a testimony, and what do I get? And because they receive not, how in the world can I preach without preaching warnings?
Amen.
Without exposing evil?
Yes, Lord. Amen.
I've been a partaker of it all. What evil have I done? But you sinned. I used my sin to turn back to God. I'm trying to tell you, folks, what evil is. This is an evil generation. Evil men. Spiritual wickedness in high places. Evil. Look at that. Evil thoughts. Got any right now? You speak evil about your brother? Speaking about the man of God? Evil, who cast doubt on the integrity of your brother and sister.
Oh, God.
Evil, speak evil
of no man.
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Glory.
Or about him.
Amen.
Just don't do it.
Amen.
But you got too many evil thoughts, don't you?
Mm-hmm.
Don't you?
Amen.
And if I look at you, he looks back at me and says, you're not talking about. Yeah, I'm talking about you. Every single one of you. No one's accepted. No one. We'll worry about you. Okay, go ahead. Go ahead. At least when I get done, may God count me faithful. Right into the mouth of lions. Dear Brother Stair, the only man of God for this the last time. As you return daily to the dining hall this week, after your period of confinement, your preaching has been with such commanding authority and strength of mind and spirit. Encountering our brute beast, our carnal nature, our own carnal minds, the fortitude, might, and steadfastness the Lord has imparted to you has been clearly evident. Despise authority, don't you? Despise dominion, don't you?
Hallelujah.
For thou hast girded me with strength to battle.
Hallelujah.
Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me.
Glory, yes, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, God.
That's what he's doing right now.
Thank you, God.
If I gave you just a little bit of chance to express your testimony,
glory,
it would not be acceptable.
Glory.
He won't let me do this, and he won't let me do that, and he won't let me.
Hallelujah.
I was thinking, as I was listening to Sister Rose talk to her daughter, I kept my mouth shut because her daughter's in a fearful state. Mama's in a fearful state. Mark's in a fearful state. And only the Lord. And sometimes God delivers by death.
Lord.
Don't deliver me by death. He delivers you by death. Because it is a powerful weapon in God's hand.
Amen.
So powerful that his son died on the cross. He said, now it's finished.
Amen.
You don't know that God, do you? For God so loved the world, he gave to die from sin to set me free.
Hallelujah.
Someday can say is, I told you so. You think because God approves or allows you to do what you've done that you're not gonna pay the cost?
Oh yeah.
The shame, the humility. Now if I don't watch myself, I'm gonna get Mom upset. I always seem to show up at the wrong time, don't I? Yeah. First of all, she's been suffering this morning. Still got the pain in the jaw. I prayed long and hard that God would take the pain away from you. But what about the pain in your heart? And the pain in your mind? Pained. Pained.
Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
Look, the door is open. If you go out that door, just keep going. You keep pulling back. Keep drawing back. Just keep going. Wait, so strong in your iniquity, but you're not strong to do that, are you? Sister Burgess, I mean what I say. One of these mornings you'll get over here and you won't be able to go back. You won't be able to drive through them gates. That's how close it is. Are you prepared for that? Are you prepared for God to shut the gates so you can't get out? And no one can get in? Ooh, 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 ooh. Some time ago, I was identifying people and I called him Daniel. He latched on to it. And then we say, well, what did Daniel have? And what have you been striving to have since that time? An excellent spirit. Yet so are you a more excellent. Can you look at his spirit towards me? Look at his spirit towards his wife. Huh? I'll get to that in a minute. Damn you, get out of here!
Thank you, Father.
Blind.
Bless you, Jesus.
You'll find me, won't you? Won't you? Won't you do it? You do it, you know.
Oh, God. Thank you,
Jesus. You stiff-necked.
Oh, yes, Lord.
I might be able to let that return a stiff neck, but a heart, an uncircumcised, a heart that's not... still got my heart on earthly things? On worldly things? On circumcised heart? You do always? Always?
Always?
How about now?
That's right, always. Hallelujah.
How about now?
Always, yes, Lord.
Oh, you would say the Holy Ghost is not here, huh? You wouldn't blaspheme the Holy Ghost? Go ahead. Speak a word against the Holy Ghost. Go ahead. Go ahead!
Oh, God.
Just turn your shoulder, Holly.
Oh, God.
You're heading for a fall that you may not be able to get out of. I know what you're doing. What about you? I'm trying to tell you, folks, I've been in hell. I spent 30 days in hell. And God delivered my... See, I even quote a scripture to you. The Bible says, if a man go with another man's wife, he has destroyed his own soul. Boy, they battled me with that in the prison house. And then one day I got up and I opened the Bible. He restored my soul. He leads me in the path of righteousness. For his name's sake. And yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou people, you wickedness. This is a wicked generation. Save yourself from it.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
But you are going to pay consequences.
Hallelujah.
You sow to the flesh.
Hallelujah.
You shall of the flesh reap corruption. If I am just going with her to please my flesh, and I can't find another woman who has better attributes, huh? Well, there's their mind, see? If I was just going after the flesh, get out! Get out with your dead judgments on me!
Hallelujah.
Leave these grounds! Don't come back! Don't come back with your snotty remark. Get out! Gonna cast out of his kingdom?
Well, yeah, well, you ain't got no right to believe we represent the kingdom.
Oh, God. Jesus.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Fear not, little flock.
Amen.
It's your father's
good pleasure.
Good pleasure to give you the kingdom. You think God takes pleasure with you? He holds you?
Yes.
He loves you?
Yes.
Puts up with you?
Yes, Father.
He gets pleasure out of it. Well, they won't quit. They won't quit. You can say to them over and over again, quit you like men. Stop thinking and doing like the world does. They just won't do it. But they would not. God, I had that scripture go through my spirit so many times. How often?
Hallelujah.
How often? Don't ask all you encyclopedias, all you dictionaries, all you know-it-alls. How often is often? Very simple question. How often is often? You want to give the answer?
Yes.
Often.
Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Yes.
How often is often? You want the answer?
Often.
How often? Sitting down by the little creek this morning, all at once I showed up. You know why? Because I missed you. Too many things on your mind. Your family back in Texas, your children over here. One seems to be doing quite well, but she's not doing so well. And then all your memories come back about how she was born and she came back. So you're dealing with those things. So I come down, sit down there. You weren't looking for me, were you? Huh. And you're all trying to figure out what I'm talking about. I'm talking about the young lady that I took right here after much prayer. You know the people we lost because of that? Every man on these grounds that wanted a wife, when I gave that woman to that man, and I did do it.
Hallelujah.
Who gives this woman to this man? The Father. This Father right here. Yeah. You have many friends, but you got one Father. You don't think the Father goes through? You think the woman's the only one? Hey, Mark, are you here? Hey, Mark, is your little wife kind of fearful? Do you go through that with her? Did you ever go through turmoil with Bathsheba? Hey, why the hell don't you folk answer me? Huh? And God knows that Bathsheba belongs to David. What did I tell you? You said, I'm concerned about my wife and children. I said, that's my concern.
Yes.
Get out! Get out now! God's not going to let you folk continue to do this. And you're going to have to make it. No, I can't leave these grounds. If I could, I'd be gone now. But if I would do that, it would break my probation.
Amen. Thank you, Father.
My bail.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father.
God bailed me out, but it put some can't go see my daughter with her turmoil and trouble. Can't go see Teresa like I used to. And when I found out she wanted, I said, nope. Because I made a proclamation, she's not coming back the way she left. And the only hope that I have, and the only hope you have for you, for your children,
amen,
could be that that last 45 days, that they might be spared to go through tribulation. Because that's the great tribulation.
Amen.
And boy, is it close.
That's right.
You're not going through tribulation now.
No.
You got choices. Now that's what her daughters are concerned about. Oh, home birth. You think the state's going to just let you have birth at home? Completely regulated. Damn you, get out! Get out of my presence, you damn carnal minds! You wicked people sit in my presence this Friday because you just don't have no understanding. And the tragic part is you don't want it.
Oh, God.
You've been told for months and months, for 2 years, and all you're getting.
Understand.
You understand what I'm doing now? Do you understand what God's doing? See? 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 Hey, Brother Mark, will you come here, please?
Bless him.
What am I going to do? I'm going to give him a hug.
Hallelujah.
What that you got on top of your head?
Let me see.
Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Some through great sorrow. What do you think the wife's going to have in sorrow? Sorrow. Sorrowful. Are they sorrow with this? God bless you. See, not hardly any of you in this place has any understanding of this. Yes, there's a sorrow that's coming to you, Timothy, and you're going to have it. Now, God tried to stop him. What? It's right for him to... I even told his wife she could come back and stay in the house, but she's not going to come back and run around. His wife was a troublemaker. And she's still causing him trouble. Teacher was a troublemaker. A mischief worker. Feet were quick to run to mischief. Find that one. Find it! Mischief. What's mischief? Interesting word, isn't it? Mr. Chief.
Yeah.
The one that leads him. Mischief. Runs ahead of him. Get beside him. All right?
These six things.
These what?
Six things.
These what?
Six things.
Where are you reading from, boy?
Proverbs chapter 6, 16.
The man of wisdom.
Amen.
Proverbs.
These six.
A verb is a word of action. A proverb tells you what that word of action is going to be.
These six things. Doth the Lord hate?
God don't hate.
Oh, yes, he do. Oh, yes.
Yea, seven.
It's written.
Love.
These six things.
Doth the Lord hate?
Doth the Lord hate?
Yea, seven.
There's even one more. Seven.
Are an abomination.
Are an abomination.
Unto him.
Unto him. Unto God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Wicked abominations. Read.
A proud look.
Oh, boy. Read.
A lying tongue.
A proud look. A lying
tongue.
And read.
And hands that shed innocent
blood. And hands
that shed.
You're in each other's hands, you know.
Amen.
And everyone in your hands is innocent.
Yes.
You can't charge them with nothing.
No.
They're innocent.
Yes.
What am I going to charge Mark with sin?
No.
What he did was sinful. How am I going to charge Rebecca with sin?
No.
Am I going to get upset because God reminds you of her sin by The wages of sin. Only hope we have it. See, you're not getting it. Because Rebecca's kind of disturbed this morning. She's got things going wrong in her body. Got to deal with fear. And so mom was troubled about Rebecca. So she's down there giving her a good spiritual lecture. Then I show up. What does the Bible say about childbirth?
Spirit and childbirth.
Says your sorrows will be multiplied. He said it right in the beginning to Eve, the mother of all mothers.
Unto the woman. He said, I will greatly multiply
thy sorrow.
Thy sorrow.
Oh God, yes, Lord.
And thy conception in sorrow.
And thy conception
in sorrow.
Oh, that honeymoon turned into sorrow. That marriage bed turned into sorrow, though. When are you folk going to give up that damn line that's kicking against the Word of God?
My Lord.
It's written.
Yes.
It's written. It's written.
Jesus.
Read.
And sorrow that shall bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband. She shall.
Hey, Mark.
He shall rule.
Mark, does she still look to you?
Hallelujah.
Well, I have to do it again. They're going to sit right here and defy me. Go back to seven things.
These six things. Doth the Lord hate.
And God don't ever change.
No.
Amen. Yea, seven are an abomination unto him. A proud look.
Proud look. They're proud. I'm saved. I'm sanctified. I'm proud. I remember when I first started to preach, just a young fella over in the state of Alabama, people would testify. And I sit there and I say, what are you doing? Well, I'm proud I'm saved. Proud?
My Lord.
I'm proud I got the Holy Ghost. Pride?
Oh, Jesus.
That's not a testimony about God's grace.
No.
You're not proud.
No.
You might be glad, but not proud.
Amen.
True.
Amen.
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 You won't budge, will you?
Amen.
They're looking at everyone. They're looking right in your faces. Looking right at you. Read.
A lying tongue. And hands that shed innocent blood.
Innocent blood, yes, Lord.
And heart.
Boy, I have had the audacity to tell you that she did not hit on me. Like, that stupid woman would just listen to me. I could have picked any woman in this place. I haven't done it. Go ahead.
In heart that deviseth wicked imagination. Feet that be swift and running to mischief.
I want to tell you what I seen. I want to tell you what I heard. I want to share what I learned. That's what got Al and Connie mad at me. I didn't know that. I didn't. Damn you, land liar! You sit around me day after day, preach to you hour after hour. I relate incident after incident, and you folks just don't remember. That was the one that finally compelled me to get Al and Connie out of here. And I don't know how old when they first went, huh? Well, I hear Elizabeth from the grapevine. How could damn Al even speak against me when he married Connie? They were both missionaries, his first wife. Get the hell out of my presence, people. What, he comes back from a missionary field like I did with Teresa? How God took her with me all over the world? Let her sing songs everywhere.
Amen.
Sang before kings. Yes. Before potentates.
Yes.
She sang in the First Baptist Church.
Yes.
You're going to keep right on, aren't you?
Amen.
No matter what subject I go to, you're going to... You know, don't you? Don't you? Don't you?
Oh, bless you,
See why I won't let you testify? I let her sing everywhere. When I went to Moscow, are you listening? Are you hearing me? Am I shouting loud enough?
Amen. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
I took her with me. She was 8.5 months pregnant. Come on, people. Come on. Come on. Don't you know, folks, you're close to birth of that nano sin? Till Christ be formed in us. Till we can bring him forth. The whole creation. There's a new creation being formed in that little baby. Hey, Mark. Have you felt any groaning pain yet? Look. Look. Your excuse is going to stop. I don't understand. What a generation. Somebody better tell you about this generation. It's not only the last one. It's a lost one.
Amen.
It will not be saved. If you're going to be saved, you're going to come out of it. Out of the way they think. Out of the way they do. Isn't it something how God brought me here and now come this plague? And we already comply. Already. So they said, no problem out there. And you damn folks sit right here again and make me go through the story how just a few weeks ago, Terry,
yes, sir.
You like a damn fool,
Amen.
You follow them cops around?
Yes, sir.
Why?
Glory.
You little old paratrooper, you keep jumping out of that plane.
Glory.
Jumping out of the fire. See, you folks sit right here, and again, reach this, not a one. Edward,
yes,
you were with him a little bit.
Yes.
How are they treating him?
Good.
Terry?
Yes, sir, they were upset, sir.
Terry?
Yes, sir, they were upset. Highly upset.
Would you, under my situation, go to him?
Nope.
In fact, he was trying to keep him away from me. Hey!
Yes.
Oh boy, see, I'm going right at him. Right at him. Right at him. Not many gonna find it. Few there be that find it. It. Not even many seeking it. Let alone trying to find it. They're seeking their own. That's not it. That's not it.
Amen.
He is it.
Amen.
And you know where it is?
Amen.
Boy, you, what kind of teaching have you had? What kind of an example? Man, get down here. What do you think God brought you here for? Because this is it. This is it. Well, that's it. He is it. So I don't care how old you are. I was young and now I got old, and I have not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread. Forsake you, your family, but Jesus won't forsake you. He's going to save you. My God, somebody. You know what those New Zealand houses,
brother?
Woo, you're strong, man. Woo, don't squeeze too hard. God bless you. Show me where. I'm from New Zealand, a man said the other day, from a small town with 40,000 people. But I want to get out of here. When are you folk going to realize that even though God brought Lot out of cities, the first thing he wants to do was to go to that's just a little city. That's just a little sin. Get out of the city!
Amen.
Yes, sister. St. Stephen's is a city. St. Stephen? St. George? I would think, how come I didn't go to St. George? You know, St. What a good place to be, huh? Called to be saints. We could have been St. George and be called saints. But I am going to a city. For thou hast girded me with strength to battle.
Yes, Lord.
Them that rose up against me hast thou subdued under me.
Amen.
Come on, Stan. Come on, Chris. Come on, John Lynn. Come on, Al. Come on, Connie. Come on, Teresa. Well, you said I can't come. I said you can't come the way you let. We're not going to put up with that no more. Or any of you the same thing.
Glory! Hallelujah.
I never distinctly telling Sandy. I said, you can come on here, but you stay in that house. She's like, I'm going to do it.
Stuart.
Did you check on this morning?
Oh, bless it.
I'm glad he didn't walk in here this morning. Because I'd have thrown him out.
Bless it.
And when Jesus heard, as they mocked him and scoffed him,
put them all out.
When you folk gonna realize that Jesus Christ
the
is the same?
Hallelujah!
Yes,
as the Father sent him, so he sent me.
Yes,
yes he did. Hallelujah.
When are we gonna know this Jesus like we should know him?
Yes.
And realize how merciful.
Yes.
Can anybody give me a reason why you should not be cast out? I can. His name is Jesus.
Glory.
Oh, how I love Jesus.
Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Oh, how I love Jesus. Beyond the earth.
Well, I wish you could persuade yourself of that. Knowing the terror of the Lord. See, I've quoted that to you many times, too. And you sit there. Every man! What do you know about that, Paul?
Oh, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
How many times have I said that to you? Paul did not say, I know the love of God. I know the mercy of God. And he knew him. But that ain't what made him write that warning. Knowing the terror.
Oh, God. Oh, bless you.
You're mocking me again.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
I'm terrorized this morning. Knowing the terror of God.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Yes.
Glory.
Save yourself.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
So you know about trees? You know about kind of, you gonna play the same game?
Oh, Jesus. Oh,
they didn't get away with it. Don't let nobody fool you. Hey, Stan, somebody took your seat. Somebody said, I want to be saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Sitting right in front of me.
Amen.
And I terrorize him. I might pick on him next. See, I know the terror. I know the terror of the Lord. You keep doing what you're doing, boy, are you in trouble?
Oh, God. Oh, bless you.
Can't talk to him, Lord. You and I go through this all day long.
Hallelujah.
You show me something. I said, but I can't. They won't let me talk to him. They won't compare me with David. They rather. That's the one thing Jesus said. See, you're not David. You're Saul.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
Read some more, brother.
Yeah.
Therefore, these six things doth the Lord.
Therefore, these six things saith the Lord.
Seven are an abomination.
And seven
are an abomination.
Now we're living in the time of the abomination.
Amen.
To every good work.
Amen.
It's an abomination.
Amen.
Your mind is so reprobate that you think your good works is going to be blessed of God. And every time you do a good work, it's an abomination. Not by any works. Because most of the things you're doing, you can't convince it's right. Now, I mentioned about a little chat down by the thing. Did I say much? And this before you left, what did you say? Very quiet. Said, would you pray for a brother there? I heard you. I pray for you. Sometimes not for your good, but I still pray for you. Pray now for this people. Am I going to pray against God's judgment for having babies like this? In travail.
Conception be in sorrow.
You're going to reap what you sow, folk. You sow to the flesh. You of the flesh who reap corruption. Our children have turned out to be very recipients of distributing sorrow. I remember a preacher from Florida, he had 14 kids. I remember my own son, the oldest one. He had kids right away. Every 11 months, another one. Brother Mark, in a moment of carelessness, you conceived another one. Or your wife did. Because they both have knowledge. Yeah, they do. How about you? Huh? You have knowledge. So don't conceive. don't let the wrong seed get put in you. Although you have that seed put in you at the right time, it'll be all right.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Oh, you folk are so holy. Nah, your mind. Don't talk about sex. Well, most of our children are produced by just pure sex. So our world has found a way to appease that, called abortion. One of the biggest things they're doing now. So they go have babies that haven't aborted. Then they live the rest of their lives and I wonder what child that would be. I don't know what that turned out to be. See, if I told you something about certain people, every one of you women that has abortions, God ordained.
Amen.
Every one of you women that has an abortion. Every one of you men are guilty of fornication. You all thank me, brother. You all thank me, virgin. I saw God diligently about Mark and Rebecca. I wrestle more with that because I love them both. I thought, my God, am I going to lose these? And right now. If I don't handle this right, you won't budge, will you? Y'all just sit there in your sanctimonious attitude. Look how much the ministry and the prophets suffered because you approve of that. But I didn't approve of it. I did not approve of it. I did not approve of you being her friend because I knew what
Yes, sir.
You four going to bug me, aren't you?
Thank you,
Father. Boy, did God spare you, boy. You know why I didn't have no children with Sister Brown? I do. Huh? She was fixed. So a fear of impregnating her was not there. Then later on, God gave him the fear of Sister Brown. Ooh, what happened to her, by the way? What are you folks hanging around? What are you waiting to see? What are you hanging around for? See, the things go your way?
Oh, my God.
You don't need to be here. Got your own house over there. Got your name on it. Got your nice little car. You damn fool giving all that money. What's wrong with you? I thought you was a wise man.
Oh, bless you, Jesus. Thank you, Father.
You weren't short this morning, Richard? Oh. How are you, Jacob? That's not showing out, huh? How about you, Larry?
Thank you, Father.
Next time you buy bananas, will you buy them for everybody? Well, he didn't even know I knew about that, did you, Larry? Well, you know he's going to find out. How did I find out, Larry? I saw some bananas laying somewhere with one of our sisters. I said, where do you get the bananas from? Because I like bananas. And she told me. She said, Larry got them for me. So we're not your brothers and sisters, are we? How many like bananas? Did you eat them all? Well? Oh, that makes it right. I don't think it's wrong to buy the bananas, but the time's come we won't be able to buy them. I can't make you folk realize that. That's how close this is. Oh, Mom over there, she's a little bit concerned about her daughter, right? If you so. And she would like to be there to help with the birth, but may not be possible. See, a lot of the things you'd like to do, it won't be long, it won't be possible.
Amen.
Damn them, God! Their eyes crash over! Their face wrinkles up! The shrugging of the shoulder, the mocking of the messenger, don't like the message, huh?
Jesus. Oh, God. Lord.
Home birth. Homeschooling. We're going home.
Hallelujah.
We want to do things at home.
Glory.
This is your home.
Yes.
This is where you are. They don't like us living in our own home. And somehow they're leaving us alone.
God,
that's amazing. When those cops kept driving around, 3 times, I said to Brother Roger, what are they doing? Well, he said, come on, brother. Can you folk, will you please? Will you, I plead with you. Will you please? Please, I plead with you. Get some understanding of why I'm saying this.
Hallelujah.
I went to Brother Brown and said, come on, Brother Brown, let's go find him. I wasn't looking for the cops. I was looking for Terry.
All right.
I was wondering what they were going to do with Terry and Edward. Jim, you folk, you won't budge. You sit right there, and I can play with you all morning. You're just hardened, so hardened, so stiff-necked, so hard-hearted. I ask you, would you expose yourself to the police with a monster on your leg? Hey! Do you know what causes me to preach to you like that, Timothy? Why don't you answer me? The love of Christ constrains me. God loves you, boy! You! Oh, you think it's something because you say, I love God. That ain't nothing at all.
No.
That ain't nothing at all. I love him. Hell with that. He loves you.
Hallelujah.
Somebody. If that isn't love. By the way, the skies are full of stars.
Hallelujah.
And the ocean is not dry.
Amen.
Wow!
Amen.
Woo!
Amen.
Why, if you didn't have love for your daughter, you wouldn't have no love of God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Oh, God.
Love you too, Mom.
Oh,
love you too, Mom. Love you, love you, love you.
Oh,
I love you too. I love you.
Hallelujah.
I love you. I love you. I love you.
Thank you.
Hey, Cheryl, I love you.
Thank you, Lord.
Huh.
Thank you. Thank you.
Hey, little nip and knees.
you, Father.
Lord, you're the one I love.
Yes, Lord.
So I want you to touch me.
Glory.
Oh. Hold me.
Ah.
Love me.
Yes.
Comfort me. I need your comfort.
Oh, God.
We need each other.
Oh, God.
You didn't know comfort when I walked out there? I knew when you walked out the door, I said, ah, what's he doing?
Oh,
I jumped up real quick, put on my clothes.
Oh,
I walked out, sat down next to her. And that little phone was just working. I didn't say a word. I heard all what was going on. I could have said it to you, and if I would have said it to you, you might have got upset with me. Just reading what they sold. So are you.
Yes, sir.
Most of our children were children of the flesh. Timothy should have never even had those last two. Sandy already proved she could. And he medical knowledge? Boy, God spared you, boy. When you got a hold of them young chicks, what spares you from having children? You knew what to do, right? I could probably tell you one method you used. Withdraw.
That's right.
Yeah, withdraw.
Yeah.
Amen.
Hmm? Yeah. But then we found out that don't always work. You might withdraw just a little bit. Just one of them little old sperm will whoo! Heading for that egg. Some of you folk are withdrawn from the world. But you let a little bit of that egg. Boy, you won't humble yourself, will you? Well, if I tell you to do it, well, what? That's true. That's true. Just a little bit of the world.
Amen.
Just a little bit.
Amen.
Hmm?
Glory to God. Thank you, Father.
He is wise in heart and mighty in strength, who hath hardened himself against him and hath prospered. I'm against God doing evil. I don't want to be serving an evil God. I'm not for God doing evil. I'm not for God being against you. I want God to be for you. And they said to Pharaoh, we have come to stay in the land. Now this is Pharaoh talking to Abram and his children. Never mind, I can quit. I ain't got too much more time, so I can quit. Because you people will do nothing. You will do nothing. You won't stir up the gift of God in you. And you folk got courage? Come here, stand right here, tell me. Tell me I'm wrong. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on, Richard, do it again this morning. Come on. Come on, you, and come and face me. I'm hoping Brother Burgess will come back, but I hope he'll come with his head down. I'd like to see his daughter come back, but she better come with her head down. No, 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 put him away, please. Raging fools. Ah, too many of you still agree with that. They done right, and I done wrong. You know, God did wrong by bringing me out of the prison house. He done wrong by restoring me back to this house. He didn't do right by you. Well, are you doing right by me?
Thank you, Father. Hallelujah.
You can't sing the same song I can sing? He brought me out of the mire.
Oh, yes.
He set my feet
on the rock to stay.
Is that the way you sing that song? Huh? No wonder nobody wants to believe us. He brought me out of the...
No, 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 no
I said the baggage.
He brought me out of the miry clay. He set my feet on a rock to stand. He put a song in my soul today. A song praying hallelujah.
Make a joyful noise unto the Lord. And they said to Pharaoh, we have come to stay in the land because there is no pasture for the flocks which belong to your servants. We're your servants.
Amen. Hallelujah.
It was the will of God for them to serve Pharaoh.
Amen.
It wasn't long to Pharaoh served them.
Amen.
Gave them a heritage.
Yes.
And then when God judged them, came only in the land of Goshen, there was no curse. Because blessing, 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 blessing. Hey! In the land of Goshen. Glory be to God. Somebody audience. We suffer with each other. We suffer your heartache and your pain and yours.
Yes. Hallelujah. Glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Bless you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
I constantly got to remind you of your father. Because your father didn't have that kind of a spirit on him when he came to me. No, sir, boy. That was an excellent spirit.
Hallelujah.
And I knew that before he ever came to me.
Hallelujah.
You hear me, Ruth? Because of your father, you're here.
Hallelujah.
You know.
Glory.
And because of your father.
Hallelujah.
Your heavenly father.
Hallelujah.
Our Father. Where's your father? In the grave waiting to go to heaven.
Hallelujah. Glory.
What are you doing? Waiting in the grave? Ready to go to heaven? Are we somebody?
Hallelujah.
They just don't know God. My people just do not know. They don't consider their ways. Boy, there's so much more. Time with this damn generation. Hey, Brother Bailey up there in so-called Tennessee. Why, I run your broadcast all the time for free. So you think that gives you the right to correct me or instruct me, huh? Because you got a good-for-nothing station that nobody listens to.
My Lord.
You know we run FM stations here?
Yes. Yes.
Hey, Rob. Do we have FM transmitters around here?
Yes,
how much do they cost us to run them? They don't cost anything.
No.
How much do they cost you to run for Jesus?
No.
Don't cost you anything.
No.
Nothing.
No.
Running for Jesus ain't got tired yet. Oh, boy. We don't have too many listeners, you know. You don't believe me? Everybody that's listening to me now, right now, we're on a satellite. We're on, in America, you can get a satellite hookup. Internet, no problem. If you just follow the instructions on the internet, you hear us. Telephone.
Well, I called that number and they told me to call the other one, call the other one.
Right.
Seeking, you'll find.
Amen.
Who got one of you guys got a little radio with you? A remarkable little radio. How many of you got these radios? Well, then you ought to have one with you everywhere you go. Chat in your pocket. All you got to do, if you got a set right, is just turn it on. It's a self-seeking. It all becomes, there it is. Hear that?
Yeah.
You hear that echo? Hey, Brother Roger. Let me have that. Let me have that. They told me that the thing wasn't working down here. But look at that. I can hear myself. I hear you. What's a static? But these radios, you just turn, once you got them set, just turn them on. It goes right to 87.9. So you can take the Lord along with you. Don't have to seek for the channel. Just turn it on. Don't have to seek for the Lord. Just turn them on. He's there all the time. Turn the radio on.
Glory!
Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah!
You ever hear somebody boast so much about having so few? It will be a very, very, very profound miracle if God fills this tabernacle this last time to prepare. Then you hear from old Jordan, send me half my money back. How these people still think that their money is going to save them, their retirement plans, their government. Sister Burgess, you love Brother Burgess.
Yes.
You just love God more.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You love Timothy.
Yes.
But you love God more.
Amen.
So whether Timothy comes with you or not,
my Lord,
what are you going to do?
Come.
As long as God makes the way.
Hey, Lord, yes.
Huh? If Jesus goes with me. But as long as you walk with the Lord, Brother Sarah, I'll walk with you. Well, okay. Then you make your judgment.
Amen.
Will you also lead me?
Hallelujah.
Oh, well, come on. Word of God is that sharp. Word of God is calming. Peaceful.
Hallelujah.
You folks need to repent. Oh, by the way, the dogs. I told you why I backed away from telling you about the dogs. And then when I found out that sister's daughter wanted the dogs, I called her. I didn't call Teresa because I won't talk to her. There's nothing to talk about. I put up with her big mouth too much. I'm putting up with your big mouth too much. Shut your mouth! Every man's mouth! And that includes the wool man. Shut up! Unless you want to truly, from your heart, say, let the words of my mouth.
Hallelujah. Glory.
And the meditation of my heart. Before I speak them, for from the heart the mouth speaks, let them be acceptable.
Yes, Lord.
Anything comes out of your mouth is not acceptable. Oh, okay, there we go again. You hear that backlash? What about out of your mouth? You were told what's in my mouth. What happened?
The word of God.
You believe that?
Yes.
Every word?
Hallelujah. Bless it.
Get rid of that New Orleans swing. Swagger. Boy, they love me, Lord. You ought to look at the pity me looks on your faces. Pity me. I am.
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Why should I pray for Rebecca? Because she's dealing with fear. Her body's reaction is kind of strange. What was one of those things you told me is troubling her? You want to say one? An itch. Oh, yeah. I heard you, huh? I heard you. She has some kind of a strange itch. You want to scratch it? Don't you know fear is an itch? A mosquito bite? Thank God it's not a serpent bite. And God sent to bite him. Then he also said, Moses, lift up that cross. Lift up that snake. Come on, lift it up. Lift up your head, Rebecca. I know you're a little old roly-poly now. You don't look as good as you used to, but you're better than you were. I love him better. Poured my heart out for almost 2 hours. And then,
God bless you, Father.
I've said this to Rose several times, I'll say it to you. And God gave them up. You'll finish it out. To a reprobate mind. To do what? Why won't you put that down inside of you so you don't sin against God?
Hallelujah. Yes, Lord.
Well, he won't give me up. That's a sin against God.
Amen.
You may deny him. He won't deny himself.
Hallelujah. Glory.
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
God's not giving up on being God.
No. Thank God.
God all by himself. I'm the only one. And you better stop having some other God beside me because I'm the only God.
Yes.
And my name is Jesus.
Jesus.
Above the name of Allah.
Yes.
Yes, you are.
Right.
Jesus.
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 Oh, there's something about that name.
Jesus.
Jesus. What a wonderful name. Should be called. Wow! They don't know the book. Why are you standing looking at me as though some holiness? No, it's through the name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. And the name of Jesus. But you people, you know how close you are to hell. And don't you forget it. How dare you? How dare what God done? Don't you forget how God brought you here. Don't you forget it.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
You either. You think it's some great thing. You bring an old truck with a bunch of old junky stuff.
Oh, God. Wonderful. Wonderful, God. Yes, Lord. Thank you.
Yes.
Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you.
Don't you know, whatever you brought didn't impress God?
No.
Whatever you brought.
No.
Well, I bought $1 million. That didn't impress God.
No.
He spent a whole lot more than that to save Robert. And I see Robert's not here this morning.
Yes, Lord. Bless you, Jesus. Jesus. Thank you, God. Thank you, God. Hallelujah. Glory, God.
Adam! I don't have to ask where Stuart is. He's over there laying in his little old misery. Did you hear him last night at all? You mean you had a night of rest? Good. I think you ought to shout.
Hallelujah. Thank you,
Father. You call that shouting?
Hallelujah!
Can somebody show her how to shout?
Hallelujah! Hallelujah!
They'll be shouting on this. My legs are stiff. I'm breathing heavy. Yeah, but the seventh time, we're going to shout. And when they shouted, the wall fell down flat. They just didn't fall down. Well,
hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah, go check me out. You got it? Well, what happened to you, Jess?
Glory.
Move a little farther away, but you don't have to.
Oh, Jesus.
It tells you what they've done on the seventh day.
Hallelujah.
Can you picture that at all? Are you able? Six days marching around. Just whole city. Can you imagine me saying, all right, tomorrow we're going to march around Waterville. Next day, same thing. Hey, tomorrow we're going to pull weeds. Tomorrow you're going to milk the goats. Would you be something? When out there's no goats there? Never let you down. All right?
And when you hear the sound of the trumpet, and all the people shall shout with a great shout, and the wall of the city shall fall down flat.
What?
And the wall of the city.
When you hear the shout, blow a trumpet and giant! Blow that trumpet! And when you hear that, blow it! Joshua.
Yes.
Who is Joshua?
Amen.
Jesus!
Yes.
He's going to shout, we're going to shout with him,
yes.
And the walls are going to go down. Flat! Flat!
Yes.
Want to climb over them?
No.
Just walk right over the wall.
Yes.
I wish somebody!
Yes, Lord.
God, I really do. I really do. I really do, Lord. I gotta do with them. I act like a fool. And
thank you, Lord.
You know this virus is all over the world? In king's houses, in palaces. Pestilence. But you say so many things so hard to understand. Praise you all, Rebecca.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
I'm giving you a hug. And ain't gonna let that bump get in the way. Hey, Mark, you still give her a hug? You hold her tight? You don't put too much pressure on that bump, do you? Don't let it get in the way, Mark. Let it be a reminder.
Hallelujah.
When are you folk gonna repent? When is your mindset going to change? When are you going to be transformed? Or you want God to do it? God's not going to transform your mind. It says, be you. Be you transformed. Be you transformed. You know what a transformer does? He carries power. He transforms us, transfer power. So be you transferred. Transformed for the power of God. Get it in your mind. I wish somebody, my God, is anybody in this place? Oh, yeah. Your amen stink. Some of your praises so yuck, so icky. But I did what you told me. I did. You did? Why, if you do like I tell you, you have no way to hear anybody else. Shout with the voice of triumph. Years ago when Alan came here, he brought a bunch of young men with him. Oh, I don't think I heard that before. He brought his brother with him, which was not supposed to be. He brought his nephew with him. You like Abram. His nephew turned out to be a faggot. I caught him going next door to a little old garage back there. Get out, folk! You folk don't deem yourself worthy to hear this kind of rebuke. You're so righteous. You're so damn carnal. Don't talk to us. I'm going to do it. You can go to hell. I'm going to rebuke. I'm going to yell. I'm going to scream. Try to tear this wall down, Lord. This wall of iniquity stand between us.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord. See, when I start talking about Alan, I haven't heard from Alan now for. Because Alan someday, one day, jumped up and said, "Thus saith the Lord." And what he said was true. What did he say? He said, "Thus saith the Lord, if you don't do something about your wife, she's going to tear the community apart." He said, well, don't you know part of this community sided with her? That whole bunch down by the river?
Yes.
Huh?
Yes.
Don't you know Sam was sided with her? She did right. No, she didn't. No, she didn't. You folk gonna push me to it again, huh? Just because you don't understand what I'm saying, or why am I talking about Alan, or why am I doing? But you see the story of the young boy. He went next door to the faggot, Brother Glenn's brother. And Brother Glenn boarded on it. He had a game with Glenn. He had an effeminate spirit on him. Anybody ever deal with Glenn at all? He had a feminine spirit on him. Just like the one that came with Brother Craig. He had a feminine spirit on him. And like a little old hip hopper, he fell in love with Craig. Yeah. You folks just ain't gonna believe me, huh? He came right there one day. After dealing with me for a while, stood right here. He said, "Brother Stair, do I have a feminine spirit on me?" I said, "Sure." Went along, he was gone. "Did you ever hug him?" "No, did you ever hug him?" You folks don't whore yourself, do you? Seems like all these stories I tell you, if I go to the end of them, where is Alan today? Where is the guy that married his sister? Huh? See, I remember all these things. Not against them. I'm trying to remember for them. Come on, you see what God... I remember where God brought you from.
Hallelujah.
I also remember where he wants to take you to.
Hallelujah.
And you folks, you're the ones to forget, not me.
Amen.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you. Yeah, I remember. One of the first things I reminded you of when you came here, Sister Powell, was don't be too chummy with Larry. Or have you forgot? Huh? Come on now, come on. Come on.
No, I haven't forgotten.
Hey? So when she said to me, who got your bananas? Larry. Huh. Okay, Larry. Now you keep on buying bananas for her. Oh, but you make sure you buy for all of us. We're all lovers of you, Larry. We all love you, boy.
Amen.
I know you love us all. You don't love her better than anybody else, do you?
Thank God.
Well?
Amen. Thank you, Lord.
You folk won't budge, will you? Will you? You just won't concede.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
What you do for one, you do for all. Don't tell me to love bananas you give them to her. She's been a friend to you ever since she's been here. And you've been a friend to her. Well, I've been a friend to us all. I've been a friend to you, boy.
Oh, bless you.
When you did and when you didn't.
For your love.
I even told him one day I went to correct him. He said, damned if I do and damned if I don't. That's right. You're damned if you do right. And you're damned if you do wrong, because it's not by anything that you do, it's what he done. Glory be to God. You ain't done nothing, boy. Jesus paid it all. Oh, to the utmost. Glory be to God. One day, the nephew of brother, he wanted to leave. Okay? Because I was not putting approval on him shacking up with that guy next door. Can I blame it all on the other guy? I promised you that I would take care of your wife and your daughters and your son. I'm watching for their soul. And yours too.
Amen. Hallelujah.
You think it's easy to watch for your soul? Huh? And then on top of that, I got to watch for my own.
Oh, thank you, Father.
A lot of you folks are watching, but you're not watching for my soul.
Oh.
Now, the reason I'm talking about John, his nephew, because he left here. Went to Jacksonville. The next thing I knew, he's back home at his father's house. Boy, you people are so dense. I can't even explain things to you. Why are you telling us that?
Oh, bless you, Jesus.
Well, what's he talking about? That's why I should not try to explain. The boy was gone for a long time. One day he called me. Are you listening to me? Are you hearing me?
Amen.
Am I shouting loud enough so the walls should come down?
Amen.
These walls are separating.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
I picked up the phone, identified himself. Anybody remember his name?
Paul.
Isn't that a nice name? Nice young man. Good worker. Alan should have never brought him. He's like his brother. His brother one time came back and tried to kidnap Stacy. I mean, literally went into the motel room. Nobody know, remember Stacy?
Yep.
She's the one that's saying, I hit on her. What I really didn't do. I gave her a hug. I gave her Brad. And now they're not together. Isn't that something? Nice looking Brad. I remember Brad because he put the rug down. Brad vocabulary or vocation was installing rugs. Did a good job. Look at that rug. Look at it. Did you want to put it down? We might have helped him, Timothy, right? But he put it down, boy. He knew how to lay rugs. He also knew how to lay Stacy. So he laid her down again. I'm only trying to say I know what's going on. She's up to hollering that I forced her. I did no such thing. I didn't know she's lying. Of course, everybody that makes a charge against me are lying. Hello, liars. Nobody ever made a charge against me? What happened?
Amen.
Whosoever, boy, you, if you don't know how, whosoever says a word against the Holy Ghost. I have told you over and over and over, this is the work of God.
Amen.
But I don't believe it. I understand this world. I understand some of you. Because you still don't know why he should care.
Amen. Yes, Lord.
I can see why he cares for you. But for me?
For me?
I don't know why he keeps caring for you.
Amen.
See, I'm that kind of a guy that asks you a pointed question, won't I? If you remember, I just warned you about being very friendly with Larry. I'll be your friend.
You gonna
be? You want to be a friend of her? Then buy some more bananas. They'll buy them for all your friends. Come on, people. If you're going to live your life for your friend, then live it for all your friends. You're my friends. Hello, friends.
If
I'm going to look for a big old load of bananas now, Larry. You know where to get them. Did you pay for them? Huh? You got to pay for some more. Where'd you get them at? Walmart. Boy, Walmart still gets those big bananas. You know, the bananas are going to fade. The world across the bananas fading out. I didn't know that. Don't you know 40 or 50 products you could buy 6, 7 months, you can't buy no more? Didn't you know that, huh? You don't have to, do you? Because whatever you got, you already paid for.
Amen.
Harvest time. Hey, Jerry. Had the bananas out here ever failed you? When you were looking for bananas, were they there? Wow. Boy, you sure grow nice bananas, Jerry.
Thank you, God.
And the only time they don't do right is if we fail then. Trim them back. Give them water. Let the sun shine in. That's why I'm trying to get the snot nose to clean the roofs off. So more sun can shine in. Not heat, sun. We need the light, not the heat. Oh, let the sun shine. Kind of hot in the sun, but if it shines, we don't need the heat, we need the light. Hey, what are you doing here, banana? I saw the light.
I saw the light. No more darkness, no more night. Now I'm so happy, no problem with God. Praise the Lord, I saw the light.
How about them tomatoes? Give them some more light. They don't need no heat now. The very fact that we still have tomatoes now is terrible because it is heat time. Boy, they won't budge. They just don't know, and I describe them a bunch of plain, well, this is not spiritual. Them onions and carrots, all have their own spirit. Spirit of a carrot won't grow a tomato. It won't do it. All can be rooted in the same ground. But they still got their own spirit. And that spirit of resurrection brings forth fruit. Boy, what? I wish you folk would tell me what kind of word you'd like to hear. Now, a young man called me after he left, been gone for years. Are you listening to me?
Yes.
Told me who he was. I said, I'll get Alan for you. No, I don't want to talk to Alan. I said, what are you calling me for? He said, you. I want to talk to you. See, now, you're not catching the gist of this, are you? Are you? Why me? I'm the one to call him a faggot. I'm the one to help him leave. See, you missed the point again, didn't you? I remember one guy called me from out there and asked you for David Jackson and Kirk Higbee. I knew the man. He was here, been here. He got to know them through me. So one day he called and asked for, I think it was David Jackson. I said, how come you're asking for David Jackson? Why, he's my friend. Oh, I said, we're not your friend?
Hello.
I'm not your friend, huh?
Glory.
Yes.
Hello, friend.
Amen.
I'm just like my Lord and Savior. I stick closer than a brother.
Amen.
Closer than your sons. Let me see. Can I finish with something, Lord?
Hallelujah.
See, technology. This is something else. A new generation of implants. This is not even a preacher talking. We have the advantage to control humans. Sound like God, huh? Because God can control.
Amen.
But we want to control humans. The digital age. You can keep secrets from your parents, from your family, from the doctors, but these things can control your thoughts. If that is true today, there'll be nowhere to hide in the future. But they don't know we found a hiding place. We're not going to take their mark or their vaccine, but we got a vaccine. And we're going to get injected.
Yes.
Become immune. And he was singing and shouting and praising God into the temple. Smart cities are fitted with sensors. We've seen those that fit into the ground, locked until needed. Then they pop up. Lampposts. Ballards. Phones. There's a advertisement comes on every day. How many of you folks have seen those towers? Everywhere. In your backyard. In your front yard. In your face. Edward!
Yes, sir.
You had some knowledge about them towers.
Yes.
You were warned to stay away from them.
Mark, yes, sir. Don't stay away from them.
Amen.
Yes, sir.
You were warned to stay away from the devil.
Amen.
He'll inject you and kill you.
That's right.
Put a thought in your mind. You won't budge. Good. Play off, folk. Just play off. Just sit there calloused, hard. Go ahead, fools. So slow to believe, all. Alexa, turn on my lights. Alexa, turn on the cookery. Anybody know about Alexa? Already in your computers. The Alexa devices will pretend to take orders. But they're actually listening.
That's right.
And watching you. Does this offend you? The way I respond to the way you look at it, does that offend you? What are you looking at me like that for? What are you talking about me like that for? Does that offend you? Impossible, you know. Impossible to talk to God's people. Well, that's somebody being offended. Would you want to do the talking?
God bless you, Jesus.
Did that offend you? Many of you are going to be offended because of me.
Oh, yes.
This night. A good test, isn't it? Test of love. Because love, and some of you folk are so easily offended, it's unbelievable. It really is. Is it worth it? Is it worth it? I could pick any one of you out and show you how I could be offended with you. But it's not worth it. I don't want to be offended with you.
No.
Sorry, I just sit there and shut my mouth. The only problem is I got a boss up there.
Hallelujah.
Just speak. Cry loud.
Yes, Lord.
Go to the Democrats and fuss at them.
Yes. Glory. Yes.
Go to the First Baptist Church tomorrow. They may not have many. I wonder how. You never hear them talk about the tremendous crowd that Joel Osteen has. You hear a lot of things, but you mean Joel Osteen not having the crowd? That's what you believe? And see what's going to happen with Joel Osteen. He's going to be saying he was having Trump. Trump's not going to have the crowd. So he's going to make his own crowd. You damn folk. Can you picture 45,000 people every Sunday morning makes their way to the Houston Dome? And you hear nothing about it.
No.
Why? He got a lot of money.
Yes.
Boy, oh boy. Ay, 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 ay. They are respecter of persons. They hold men's persons in admiration. Wow! You took that old church out there and made billions, man? Phew. How was that guy named West? Do you know he's a billionaire? He gets away with everything? And Joel Osteen, they all identify with each other? What a deception.
Hallelujah.
They won't budge. You know, what's the purpose of this waste again? Another day wasted. The virus is linked to the Antichrist, the mark of the beast. 666 exposed. Say no to Bill Gates' vaccine on your tube. Three of the biggest men, Bill Gates and another fellow, Apple computer, yeah. And there's another one. They actually, each one of them made over billions of dollars yesterday.
Yeah,
that's it. Yeah. Billions. Billions! Yeah. Children haven't got a chance at school.
No.
Amen.
That's what was in. Because they had to go to a holiest doctor, but a doctor, one who was recognized by the medical society, and be tested. Her hemoglobin got to be right. Her blood got to be right. Even though they have a license. Home practitioner, that home is under the rulership of the medical profession. Boy, I don't want to be in the hands of them folk. Brother Sir George meets up sometimes in Chasewater with the ham radio operators, too. They bring the long poles up high. So we can't even get the shortwave. It's hard to get sometimes. There's a big 5G tower going up, and I mentioned to some of the brothers that they're coming up with the 6G.
Yeah.
So secret, most of you never heard of it.
Right.
And so secret, you don't know what it would do. It can actually take your brain waves,
yeah.
And control them.
Yeah.
You know where your brain is? In your mind. So what do you got to do? You let this mind.
Hallelujah.
They can't control that mind.
Hallelujah.
I wish somebody this.
Go, 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 go.
Oh, I got so much, but it's not going to work. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who comes up? He has come to reproach Israel. Have you folks seen Mr. Trump? This man? He's come to bring reproaches upon God's people. That's his base. What a reproach that these men ordain that guy. Stand right by and let him blaspheme. And the men of Israel said, have you seen this man who comes up? For he has come to reproach Israel. And it shall be the man who strikes him, the king will enrich him with great riches and will give him his daughter to him. What a reward. It was that daughter that later on mocked David. Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yeah, you don't have to yell it. I can see it.
Hallelujah.
And David spoke to the men who were standing with him, saying, what shall be done to the man who strikes this Philistine?
Oh, Jesus.
And turns aside the reproach from Israel. For who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he reproach the armies of the living God? Who is this unsaved Trump that is claim God's people as his base? And all these so-called preachers defending the guy.
Amen.
Because they're afraid to take him on.
That's right.
Amen. Amen. Hey, Mr. Trump.
Right.
Next time you come to Charleston, I'll tell you what you do. You send for me, take this off of me, and I'll be there.
Hallelujah.
Or Columbia. Or Augusta.
Yes.
Or Atlanta.
Yes.
All around me.
Yes.
And the people spoke to him according to this word, saying, so shall it be done to the man who strikes him. And his elder brother Eliab heard when he spoke to the men. And Eliab's anger glowed against David. And he said, why is it that you have come down? And with whom have you left those few sheep at Canaanites?
Glory.
I know your pride and the evil of your heart, for you've come down to see the battle. I didn't come to see no battle. I come to get in the battle. And David said, what have I done now? Was it not but a word? He turned around from him to another and said, according to this word. And the people answered him a word like the first word. And the words which David had spoken were heard. I hope y'all hear me. And they went and told Saul. Hear this young snot nose. They went and told Saul. Saul, who wouldn't fight the giant? Who wouldn't lead the people? And David said to Saul, let no man's heart fail because of him. Your servant will go and will fight with the Philistines or the Republicans or the Democrats or the black man or the white man. And Saul said to David, you're not able to go to this Philistine.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
To fight with him. For you are just a youth. And he is a man of war from his youth. And David said to Saul, your servant has been a shepherd among the sheep for his father. And the lion came.
Amen.
The liars.
Yes.
The lion came. And the bear. The Russian bear. And took away the sheep out of the flock. And I went out after him. And I struck him and delivered out of his mouth that little sheep. And he arose against me, and I took hold of his beard, struck him and killed him. Your servant has struck both the lion and the bear, and this uncircumcised Philistine, this unsanctified so-called preacher, religious man, shall be as one of them.
Amen.
For he's reproached the armies of the living God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Amen.
Given unto him
to make war
with the saints. And David said, Jehovah, who had delivered me out of the paw of the lion, out of the paw of one bear, brought me out of one jail, brought me out of another one, he shall deliver me from the hand of this Philistine.
Amen.
And Saul said to David, go, and God be with you. And Saul clothed David with his PhD, put a Bronx helmet on his head, and clothed him with body armor. And David girded the sword on his apparel and started to go. But he had not tested these. And David said to Saul, I'm not able to go. I found out that money won't save me. For I have not tested them. What I have tested or been tested by for faith. I know how to fight this fight of faith. Money won't do it. And David took them all off. And he took his staff in his hand,
Hallelujah.
Thy rod and thy staff,
yes.
And he chose for himself 5 smooth stones.
Amen.
Somebody tell me what I'm going to tell you about that. You have never heard another preacher tell you. You have never read a book on it.
No.
If you have, I'd like to see it. What's the matter, you smart Alex? Go find it. Go to the internet and ask the internet and say, I want to hear who talked about the 5 smooth stones. You know better than that, don't you? You know why? I've already done it.
Amen.
Boy, that internet, it knows things that if there's one thing I found about the internet, it knows. I can punch your name in. Knows everything about you. Yeah, it does. Sure. That devil knows, doesn't he?
Amen.
The only disadvantage he has is he don't know God.
Amen.
And God knows him. Oh. Your adversary! Oh, boy. He took the sling that was in his hand and stones in a pouch, and he drew near. Here I am, Canada, South Carolina.
Amen.
And the Philistine came on, coming and drawing near to David. And the shield bearer was before him. And the Philistine looked, and he saw David and disdained him, for he was a youth, even ruddy with a handsome form. And the Philistine said to David, am I a dog that you come to me with your sticks? And the Philistine cursed David by his gods. And the Philistine said to David, come to me. I will give your flesh to the birds of the heavens and to the beast of the field. And David said to the Philistine, yeah, you're coming with your tommy bombs and your military might and with your spear and with your javelin. But I'm coming to you in the name of Jehovah of hope, the God of heaven, the God of the armies of Israel, which you have reproached. And today, Jehovah will shut you up into my hand and shall strike you, take off the head from you.
Hallelujah.
Your Antichrist is going to have his head cut off. Boy, I wish somebody could. Only if I prompt you, only if I give you directions, shame on you. All over the world. Returned from striking the Philistine, then Abner took him and brought him before Saul with the head of the Philistine in his hand. And Saul said to him, "Whose son are you, boy?"
Amen.
And David said, "I'm the son of your servant Jesse."
Amen.
"From Bethlehem." He was a Bethlehemite. Ah, oh, boy, it's like, "I'm sorry, Father. You told me not to do this. These swine, they're turning red me again. These dogs are bark. Tried to tell you what that means. Pearls. Revelations. Things that are hid from the world, but not hid from the man of God.
Amen. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord God.
Very priceless jewels.
Thank you, God.
You think you folk are going to believe me if I tell you who the Antichrist is? If you don't believe when I tell you who the Christ is.
Glory.
I tell you where he's at.
Amen.
Hey, you know where Christ is? Know you not that you're the temple of God?
Amen.
You don't know that?
Amen. Yes.
You're a place where God dwells, where the Spirit of God dwells?
Yes.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, let me see. Can I figure that out? No, you ain't gonna figure.
Christ.
Christ is in you, except you be a reprobate.
Hallelujah.
What kind of job that you making on each other?
Amen. Yes, Lord.
If Christ is in you, he's in them too.
Yes, Lord. Glory.
We're all part of the me.
Amen.
Come on, people.
Amen.
Come on. Ain't got much time.
No.
You better get that mark. That mark of the Holy Ghost.
Yes,
you better let him mark you.
Yes,
and identify you.
Yes. Yes. Yes, God. Thank you, Father.
And you do that by the mind.
Amen.
Let this mind. It's a shame that I can't speak plainly to you.
Hallelujah.
You actually think you're more concerned about Rachel than Rebecca and Mark than I am?
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father.
I wouldn't mess with them at all if God hadn't shown me.
God bless you, Jesus.
They won't budge, will they? Look at them. You all want special treatment, huh? You've had it. Are real? Wow. Most people around the world can just read about prophets. But you can see them.
Yes.
Well, now, brother, understand what I see. And what do you see? See my heart? Heart not right? Finish up in those seven things. This is a generation that God's expressing his hate. And he's telling us who and what he hates.
Amen.
These six things.
These six things. That the Lord hate.
Yea, seven are an abomination.
Are an abomination.
Unto him.
Unto him.
A proud look.
A proud look.
A lying tongue.
A lying tongue.
And hands that shed innocent
and
blood.
And hands that shed innocent blood.
And heart that deviseth wicked.
And heart that deviseth wickedness.
Imagination.
Ah. And every imagination of their heart is only
evil.
Continuously. Read.
Feet that be swift in running to mischief.
Talebearers. Mischief workers.
Oh, bless you, Lord.
A false witness that speaketh lies, and he that soweth discord among the brethren.
And he,
hallelujah,
pits one against the other. Check. Check. Well, I pass. Most of them. Any more? That's it. That last one.
A false witness speaketh lies, he that soweth discord.
We are God's witnesses.
Amen.
We witness to God and to each other that we are sons of God.
Amen.
You won't betray your brother, would you? Would you? Do you?
Oh, God.
Search me. Don't wait till tomorrow.
Today.
Do it today.
Hallelujah.
I do remember telling you people how I prayed to God, show these people you favor me. He favored me.
Amen.
Of a room with 1,000 prisoners, all guilty. I was not put in the prison cell to await trial. They had already made the judgment. Hold for prison. And you damn folk, you're still... If they were going to hold me for trial, they'd have put me in a general place. But they put me... This guy is condemned already. Hold for prison. And God opened the prison door. Doesn't make no difference, does it, huh? I told you about the people that brought me back. I know about the ones that took me over. And none of them were mean to me. I still remember, as they took me down here, I wasn't there at all. Held me in the holding cell.
Hallelujah.
All of a sudden, two men opened up and said, come on, this is where we're going. I said, where are we going? I said, can't tell you. Then they embarrassed me. So you got to pee? Do it now. Use that hole over there. So once you get in our car, we're not stopping for nothing. And you folks sit there, and those kind of phrases don't shake you up. Yeah, that's what, very blunt. Says, we're not going to stop for anything. I don't know where they're taking me. I kept trying to look around. I still can't picture why they took me when I finally figured out the way they took me. But they wouldn't answer nothing. Then I told you I spent the whole day. They still wouldn't answer nothing. A fellow questioned the other day why they stopped this convoy. He said, we don't know. We just told them to do it. Do you know what he's doing? He's spraying my truck with a bunch of stuff. Yeah, we were told to do it. Well, what are you doing? Said, we don't know. Hey, what are you guys doing? We don't know. We just told to come here. That's all. Lord bless you. You don't deserve any more explanation. You really don't. You're so hardened. You're so noncommittal.
Oh, Jesus.
None of this concerns you. None of it. Lord bless you.
The blood of Jesus.
Last time you heard a preacher, a politician, a doctor, a lawyer, a banker, a husband, a wife, a child, who tells you there's only one way to be saved, that's through the blood of Jesus. Well, I did get a call again from somebody here on the ground, but not only one, from Brother Best. What a name. What a name, huh? That's right, Brother Best. That's the best name, is Jesus. And he came from glory. He didn't stay there. And he's coming back. He's not going to stay there. You need to follow his steps and get out of New York City. You need to get out of the entanglement you're in. How come you keep mocking people the Word of God? Because you don't believe it. You don't believe the Word of God is the Word of God. You just don't believe God's Word. That's all there's to it. An unbelieving generation.